Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we get started this week, I think it will be a good idea if we pause and remind ourselves of what we have learned thus far in Genesis chapter 2 and our series with the title, God and Man and Woman. Then I want to interject a truth about who God is, as reflected in the words of Jesus, before we get to the 8th verse of this great chapter in the Word of God. So you can consider today a short interlude between Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. Our goal is ever before us. We want to know who we are as men and women in relation to God. The biblical teaching on who men and women are is essential to us always, but especially in the time in which we live, wherever we live. Each culture sends a mixed message, some saying we are evil and some saying we are good. Still others like to believe we are a mix of good and bad, referring to the good angel on one shoulder and the bad devil on the other, whispering to us what we should do from day to day. But what does God say about us? We're pursuing an answer to that in this first book of the Bible and the first man and the first woman. And at the start, we want to see how they are created and to learn about their environment, a garden. If you have been with us, then what follows now serves as a reminder to you. We all need reminders, mainly because we take a lot of content in and our brains sort of seize up with too much information. And then there will be those of you who are new to God Is. Welcome. We are very glad to have you along just 2 weeks into this new series. This is week 3, and you can get the 10 podcasts preceding this one from my website, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Get all caught up on the free podcasts. What we have learned so far, we have learned mainly about God. The name of this ministry is God Is, and He will always be our focus. And what emerges in just verses 4 through 7 of Genesis chapter 2 is this: God created us and God is with us. And God has made us so that He can be with us. We've learned that. The second, we have seen in the Bible that God uses His tender, loving care to make man. God uses His tender, loving care to make man. And third, God gives man and woman breath and life. God gives man and woman breath and life. And we have only been in this part of the Bible 2 full weeks, and already we have these insights into the activity of God. God has made us so that He can be with us. God uses His tender, loving care to make man. And God gives man and woman breath and life. God is great. Consider what He has done. And concerning this first man, remember, we are coming specifically to the creation of the first woman later. Man is closely related to the earth. Man is physical with a body. But man is also closely related to eternity. Man is spiritual with a soul. This is what we talked about when we last spoke on Friday. Man is closely related to the earth. He is physical with a body, but man is also closely related to eternity. Man is spiritual with a soul. So in summary, this is what we have learned thus far. Each day builds on the one before it, so I want to encourage you to be with us weekdays. The free podcast will help you not to miss any insights. Sticking with our outline for today, let me interject a truth about who God is, as reflected in the words of Jesus, before we get to the detail of Genesis 2, verse 8. What I want you to see in the Bible is how God prepares a home for man and woman. And you can remember this point in 2 simple words, God prepares. This is another insight into who God is, and Jesus is going to speak poignantly to this in a few minutes. But to get at this, I want to show you something in Genesis 2. So if you have your Bible there with you, open it now to Genesis 2 and verse 7. That's Genesis 2, 7. Let me read Genesis 2, verses 7 and 8. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed. That's Genesis 2, 7 and 8. So, logically based on what we have read, man is made, and now he is ready for God to do with the man what God wants. God then plants a garden toward the east in a place called Eden. However he did it, God moves the man from where he was to a garden in Eden. We can call this the Garden of God because God made it. God made both the man and the garden. And why did God make a garden? He made it as a home for man. God prepares a home for man and for the woman. Then we come down in the text to verses 9 through 14, and those verses contain an awesome description of Eden and of the garden. I will not read those verses now, but we will get to them. It is verse 15, which I next want to read, because this sounds very similar to verse 8. I am moving down the page in my Bible, and maybe you are scrolling on the screen in your Bible app. Well, whatever the case may be, follow me now to verse 15, or read this later after you get home. Genesis 2, verse 15 says, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it." I just read Genesis 2 and verse 15. What God does through his written word is to tell us that man is made, and man is then placed in the garden that God has also made. Then in verses 9 through 14, God tells us about the garden. Then in verse 15, God comes back and tells us again about the man and his instructions to the man upon placing him in the garden. That is why verse 15 sounds a lot like verse 8. Verses 8 and 15 go together with a short excursion through the garden in between. Do not ask me why God gave it to us like this. I do not know why. I simply follow what God has written. And here is a challenge if you are not looking at your Bible right now, because it will be a great help if you can see verses 8 through 15. Then it will be clear what the outline of God's word is. So let me encourage you again. If you're driving or otherwise occupied, take a look at Genesis 2 later today, tonight, or sometime before tomorrow. Watch for how verses 8 and 15 are similar, with a description of the garden in Eden interspersed between these two verses. This garden is really one incredible home, and I want to tell you what is in it. But today, let's reflect on the preparation God gives for man and eventually woman's first home. God is the God who prepares, and he often prepares for us, people. This immediately makes me think of John chapter 14. All the way over in the New Testament gospel, according to John, Jesus is speaking in what, for me, is one of my favorite passages where my Lord speaks. Jesus in John 14 has been a great comfort to me since I set out as one of Christ's followers many years ago. Here in John 14, Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples just before his arrest, trial, and crucifixion. Judas has done his dastardly deed and is dismissed. And now it is Jesus and the 11 remaining disciples, the true disciples. Perfectly aware of what these men will face, the fear, anxiety, worry, and dread that is going to come upon them when Jesus is taken from them, the Lord pastors them beautifully with these words that begin in John 14 and verse 1. "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." These are the words of Jesus to his first and most intimate followers, and these are words that comfort us, his followers, today. Do you hear the word prepare here in John 14? Twice Jesus uses it. He says, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you," Jesus, who is God in human form, tells these men not to worry. He began, "Do not let your heart be troubled, because Jesus will prepare a home for them." And of course, that home, that place, the Father's house with many dwelling places, is heaven. This is the eternal home for all of Christ's true disciples. Every time I read Genesis 2, I think of John 14, because in both instances, God is preparing a home for man and woman. This is today's lesson. God prepares a home for man and woman. Now, I'm going to resist the big temptation to delve into the details of this dwelling place that Jesus is right now preparing for Christians, because I want to keep us focused in Genesis 2. But it will do you well and be of great encouragement to you if you'll meditate on Jesus' promise here in the first three verses of John chapter 14. Are you a believer in Jesus and yet your heart is troubled? For whatever reason, do you have a heavy heart at this hour? Listen to what Jesus says to you. He has gone to prepare a place for you, and he will come again and receive you to himself, so that where he is, heaven, you will also be. What a profound promise to the Christian man and the Christian woman this is. God is preparing for you. God prepares. More on this tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.